are here in San Diego, California. It's kind of sunny out, and we're hanging out at the Hotel Del at the Think 16 conference. And lo and behold, we run into Gigi Hyland and Danielle Brown from the foundation. How's it going, guys?
It's great. We're happy Fantastic. To be here. Great to see you always, Mike.
Good to see you guys as well. I mean, this is a pretty big show. This is one of the top shows of the year, obviously. And you guys have partnered with Co-op, and I'll let you take it from there because there's a lot of moving parts here. Danielle, you want to start out?
Sure. So Co-op's always been big supporters of the National Crane Foundation. Mm-hmm. It was actually last year, after last year's Think Conference, and one of the founder of UB spoke, mm-hmm. and there's this kind of groundswell of interest of how can credit unions partner with UB to do this, you know, the school supply mm-hmm. and the give back, and we loved what they were doing. So Co-op came to us and said, you know, wouldn't it be really great to be able to layer financial education onto the classroom pack? So mm-hmm. the give into the classrooms of the school supplies, what if we could take and add to that financial education in addition to the school supplies? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they came to us at the foundation to say, what could that look like? We're talking about a target group of K through three. Mm-hmm. You know, what have you got? So we were very happy to sit down and kind of work through what the right fit would be for that age group. And we recommended Money Mammals, mm-hmm. Which is what a lot of credit unions are using. Mm-hmm. So we're happy to be in this beta test with USC and the testing going on to see, you know, how this whole program works. But we love the fact that there's a financial education component to the school supply give back.
Awesome. So you guys are really kind of the foundation of this, pardon the pun, like we're trying to avoid these days. I know. So anything to add here, Gigi? I mean, this is a really cool program. It goes really deep, actually.
It is a really cool program. We're really excited to be part of it. Obviously, Stan Holland sits mm-hmm. on our board. We're sad to see him retire. He's been a great supporter of the foundation, and particularly, I think, in advocating this idea of really member engagement and what does that translate to in terms of improving people's financial lives. So kind of, you know, as you know, everything we do is really trying to shift credit unions' thought leadership around that. It's not just financial literacy and butts and seats. It's really effectuating that change in members' lives. And this is a really great example of, for little kids, how do you engage them and how do you get them to start learning those wants versus needs and really apply it in a very tangible fashion. So we're really excited by that.
Yeah, let's get down to like the brass tacks here. How do credit unions, what do credit unions need to do here to make this really, really work?
Well, I think ultimately they want credit unions to partner up with this UB initiative mm-hmm. to encourage people to purchase the UB supplies and be a part of the mm-hmm. give back. Mm-hmm. So taking the supplies and putting them into the classrooms in need. Mm-hmm. And with that will automatically come the financial literacy piece. So credit unions can be a part of that offering of not only the supplies by using UB as the vehicle to do that, mm-hmm. but also taking that financial education piece and being the credit unions that provide that mm-hmm. into those classrooms in need.
I love these ideas. I mean, I guess all conferences are full of ideas, but this one, there's something different about it. There's ideas actually being executed here.
There really are. And, you know, I think what's fascinating about this conference, and we were sort of remarking a lot of the words that we were hearing yesterday and today in terms of empathy and engagement and really walking in the shoes of a member, that's a lot of what the foundation is talking about. And I think the foundation has a really key role in helping credit unions in the financial education space around that. What does that look like? And how do you hack into what the member really wants and adjust accordingly so that you're really responsive to your member's needs? It's not just you need a car loan, we'll give you a car loan. It's, you know, affordable, appropriate products and services that really respond to where that member is in life. And so this conference has been really thought-provoking. As you know, yesterday we sat down with various consumers and talked through what does life look like to you and what are you going through? And I think that's the value and the gift that credit unions can give to members is really understanding and taking the time to do that. And this conference has been profoundly inspirational to remind credit unions, at least, and to remind us mm-hmm. to constantly do that and emphasize it, because that really is the credit union difference, I think.
Yeah, this is action, you know? This is not lip service. This is action for us. And it seems like, especially with the younger generations coming up, wanting to be part of something bigger rather than just a transaction, this really fits right into that wheelhouse.
Exactly. Yeah. Absolutely.
you're right on. You're right. You're great.
Woo!
All right. Another great thing that comes out of Think. So last year, part of the Think Prize, one of the ideas that came out of that was using libraries as a community hub to teach financial education. Mm-hmm. So yet another thing that is coming out of this co-op purpose that they're beta testing is using, taking that idea and bringing it to fruition and testing with, we're going to test now with in Minnesota to use Hennepin County Library and partnering with the State Credit Union Foundation and the National Credit Union Foundation through BizKids to say, how can we bring in BizKids into the libraries and have credit unions come in and be the experts teaching education through the libraries? So it's an idea that, again, was brought from Think, and we're trying to bring that to life and test it and say, how does this work? So then we can duplicate that around library systems across the country.
Oh my gosh.
And credit unions can have that connection with their libraries using that as a hub for financial education.
Wow, stepping outside the box and thinking innovatively. I like it. All right, let's switch gears a little bit here. Gigi, what are some things that the foundation's working on for later this year that you can share?
So one of the exciting things that we just released is our new life simulation kit. And you may remember that we've used another version of a life simulation kit that we were licensing. And now we've developed our own because it really needed updating and we really wanted to update the family units. And this is a life simulation kit that credit unions and leagues can use out of the box. All the instructions are there to help, again, those credit union employees and league employees walk in the member shoes and do it as part of an exercise that's very experiential, that's interesting, but it's very thought-provoking at the same time. That's out there, and we hope that credit unions will use that. We think that's really, really innovative. You know, the other things we're focusing on is just this sort of constant emphasis on, can credit unions start to measure what they're doing around financial education? So we know that credit unions, you know, teach a lot of kids, they teach a lot of adults, they have a lot of financial literacy classes. How are we actually moving the mark on savings, possibly on credit scores, and what does that look like? And so we're just starting to take, sort of stick our big toe in the water on what does that look like? And what, how can you get credit unions to very simply and easily measure how they're actually impacting members' lives and improving some of the basic things we think about when people are healthy financially, like a higher credit score and emergency savings. So we're starting to delve into that, which is fantastic. And we have, you know, development education training, which continues to happen. We've got lots of folks coming in about a week and a half in May. So we're continuing that effort and everything else is going grand. So we just want credit unions to use us and support us and it's all good.
Very exciting.
We always appreciate talking with you.
Oh my gosh. One final question here that I'm asking everybody. What is your mission here? What do you guys want to accomplish here at Think? Because there's, you know, you want to do great things, obviously, and take action. So what do you guys want to do here?
I think it's being with like-minded people. And I think one thing I love about this conference is it does make you think. So how can we take what we're doing to the next level and interact with people who are like-minded of, I want to raise my hand, I want to get involved, I want to do that. That energizes us and creates new opportunities for us to figure out how to work with credit unions to make some of these things happen and partner with co-op as well.
All right, Gigi, any final words?
Yeah, no, I would echo that. I think I'd express it differently in the context that, you know, we all roll out of bed and we want to make a difference in the world, and I believe that. And how do we find ways to do that within the credit union space? And this conference makes us think about new ways to do that, and I think it introduces us to people outside of the credit union space who challenge what we do. I mean, the comment yesterday of credit unions are kind of like the DMV. I mean, you saw the visceral reaction of the audience of, oh, the horror of that. And, you know, being challenged to do better and to, again, make sure you're really responsive to consumers. So I think we're going to be taking that back to us and try to find ways that the foundation can really help credit unions serve members where they are in life and continue to do that.
The DMV. Now that is action you want to take action on. Let's get as far away from that as well. Anyway, thanks, guys.
Run away!
All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks again.